having four Street Fighters in the same bloody game. I do not care. I'm not buying it four times. Goodbye. Podcast. This is episode 16, and the host today is me, Will.
Hi, and I'm Mark.
And today the game we'll be talking about is Sonic and All-Star Racing Transform. Before we get to that, what have you been up to lately, Mark?
Well, I've been playing a lot of games on Steam and on the PC, and I even sort of persuaded you to get Super Street Fighter 4, which I know you originally weren't impressed with at all, but you've changed your mind about it, haven't you?
Yeah, anyone who listened to the previous podcast might have heard what Malk and Tony left in the beginning of that podcast. But after buying it during the Capcom sale, I decided to play it and give it a go. And my impressions of it really changed my opinion on the Street Fighter series. Now, I thought it was one of those games that really relied on specific punching, specific special moves, and learned pretty much everything. But no, it's a pretty solid fighting game that will pretty much age well, because I'm not a huge fan of this series, but after playing a couple of games with you, Malk, and Jenny, and Tony, and a bit with Andrew, I didn't know I was a pretty good player.
Yeah, it's a brilliant game, I think. I mean, and we had a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot more videos that we're going to upload in the future.
Oh, yeah. I should really love that video when I got a perfect off when I was blank and you were Bison.
Yeah.
Revenge for that video.
Oh, the Zangief one, yeah.
Yes, the Zangief one. But I will be buying Ultra Street Fighter 4 when that comes out next year.
Yeah, I definitely will as well, mate. Definitely, without a doubt. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. What I've been up to, well, like I said, I bought Super Street Fighter 4. I've been playing a lot of matches with Malk and Tony and Jenny online. I've been playing some classic Duke Nukem games like Duke Nukem 1, Duke Nukem 2, Duke Nukem Man Project. I've also recently got from Humble Bundle the Batman Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. I forgot. I've already played them on the PlayStation. I am on the PlayStation. I'll see what the PC version is like. And also, Tony gave me a little interesting game called The Seventh Guess. Now, he issued me a challenge to it. Now, these puzzles were extremely hard. He said to me, if I can finish the game without using a walkthrough, he'll give me a length hour of the sequel as a reward.
Yeah.
After doing one puzzle and doing a couple of them, my head was literally killing me. I pretty much just gave up.
I've never played it myself.
No, it's one of those games that you really need to put your mind to it.
Oh, right. I'll have to have a look at it on YouTube. Because you're saying you played Duke Nukem. Mm. I recently got the remake of Shadow Warrior.
Oh, yes.
Which is really good. I mean, I've been playing, because Tony got me the original Shadow Warrior, which was the first ever PC game I had when I first got a PC years and years ago, yeah? Mm. And obviously, I haven't still got the original game, but yeah. Tony gave it me on Steam. And I think the remake does hold up really well. I mean, it's a lot better than other game remakes, you know. I'd even say it's better than Duke Nukem Forever. I've been playing it a hell of a lot lately. And I got Resident Evil 6 as well, which is surprisingly good, because I got that really cheap.
You got it from Game, or did you get it from Steam Game?
I got it from Game, cheaper than it was on Steam, believe it or not. Sometimes you do, don't you? But a lot of times,
yeah, you do.
Especially with a Capcom sale. Because with a sale, I think you could have got Resident Evil 5 as well, which I wouldn't have minded getting. I wouldn't mind the fourth one, because the fourth one's really good.
Yeah. For me, 4 was good. It was a step in the right direction for the Resident Evil series, but when 5 came out, it was starting to, like,
it was trying to be,
Gears of War, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. More that sort of game instead of less,
less survival horror, because Resident Evil is a survival horror game, but a lot of the survival horror was being less and less after like 5. You just started to get less and less, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, which sort of ruins it. At least with some of the... Because you can play as, like, so many different characters on 6, and at least when you play as Leon, it is sort of like how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, if you have Chris, it's like Gears of War, but with zombies. So I haven't played it much with him, but...
Nope.
And then we played Left 4 Dead 2 as well.
Oh, yes. They won't see that video. It's on the main website.
That was quite good. We'll have to do that again.
Yeah, but obviously I'm still angry with Andrew did, basically. I was right near him. A hunter was ripping me to shreds. He just didn't know where I was. He was right next to me. He didn't bloody see me.
I was glad, actually, he was on, because he was actually worse playing it than I was.
Why does he jump around, seriously? Why did he jump around a lot?
I don't know. It's funny watching it back. I might watch it again later.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. Funny when Andrew said the song the Simon Sam theme. Anyway, what else have I done? Actually, thinking about Resident Evil, the only one Resident Evil game I regret buying is Resident Evil Raccoon City.
I've never played it.
Don't. I fucking regret buying that game, seriously.
Oh, I've got a bad one. Gun Survivor's shit as well.
Which one was that one?
The one where you use the gun con on the PlayStation 1 to play the whole game with it. And,
Resident Evil Survivor.
Yeah, it's called Gun Survivor. I'm sure it's called Gun Survivor. Because the American one doesn't use the gun con, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's only in the Japanese and European version.
Yeah, and without the gun con, I would imagine it'd be absolute shit.
Hmm. Not surprised. Surprisingly, they had released on PC only in China.
Oh, did they?
Mm.
I didn't know that.
So, anyway, enough about that. Let's get on to the game we'll be talking about. It's Sonic and All-Star Racing Transform.
Back, I went to Southend with Tony, and we went round the arcades and that, but we'll talk about that in another podcast that we do together. And we went in Game, and I got it cheap from Game. I think I paid £4 for it.
Yeah.
And the main reason I got it, because I was looking at the games, and I said to Tony, is it any good? Because I know he used to play it a lot on Steam, didn't he? And he said, oh yeah, it's better than Mario Kart. And he's a little son with him, Jaden, and he said it was better than Mario Kart as well. So I thought, you know what, it's only £4, I'll get it.
I got my copy from Steam of the Sonic Collection. I was going to get the Sonic Collection, but when I looked at with the DLC, they're both like £20, so I just bought the game with the DLC. My impressions of the game is I really, really enjoyed it. It felt like my money was actually well spent.
We'll be right back.
like it a little bit more better than Mario Kart. It just, to me, it still does feel like I'm playing a Mario Kart game, but very differently. But I can't really explain it very well, but like I said, it just felt like I did get my money's worth for it.
Yeah, it definitely is like, I mean, they've obviously like taken a lot of the ideas and stolen from Mario Kart.
But surprisingly, basically, originally, Mario was originally meant to be a playable character in it, but for some reason, it's, you know.
Probably Nintendo wouldn't let them. I mean, it has got exclusive characters on the PC that are only on the PC version. Apparently, the console... See, I've watched a video, which I linked to you earlier, of some ballend on the internet who doesn't have a clue, obviously, what he's talking about. And he seems to say the PC version's absolute shit.
No, that's bullshit.
Because Andrew's got it on the PS3 as well, ain't he? And he said the PC version runs at a much better frame rate.
It actually really, really does. Even on the highest setting or the lowest setting, it still runs pretty smooth.
Yeah, so I can't see... I think it's just a lot of people that do these reviews don't like PCs.
No.
You know, they're proper console fans and all this. Which is like irritating, really, because he was comparing it to Modern Warfare 4. You know.
Why do people compare everything to Call of Duty? Why would you compare a racing game to a first-person shooter?
You can't at all. Saying that about Call of Duty, the new one's out today.
Yeah, it is actually. Apparently the PC version of Call of Duty, basically, if you don't have 6 RAM of memory, I believe, or is it 6 gigabytes of memory, something like that?
Yeah, 6 gigs of RAM.
6 gigs of RAM, you cannot play the game. It will not let you play it.
It's got higher system specs to run that than what Crysis 3 has. I'm calling bullshit on that for a start.
Mm.
In fact, I mean, I'm not that in that much of a mind to, you know, show how bad the game is.
Yeah.
I may well buy it on Saturday, like.
Yeah.
And do a video, you know, side by side comparison with that running at high settings compared to Crysis 3, which I've got and I think looks incredible, running on the lowest settings, and I reckon Crysis 3 will piss all over it, even on the worst settings.
Anyway, you mentioned about exclusive PC characters on the PC version of Ultimate Ultra Trans 1. Now, the exclusive characters are the Team Fortress 2 characters. You get the Heavy, Spy, and Pyro. Now, when you actually go in the air, you transform into the Spy. When you're on land, you're the Pyro. But when you're in the sea and transform into a boat, you are the Heavy. Now, when I mentioned being like sea, air, and land, basically the game has this concept that sometimes you will... The track will change during the course of each of the race. One point that you'll be driving on land, and the next one, basically, you'll see like a transformation thing, and you'll be driving on sea, and after that, you'll probably be flying in the air and just land back on the ground. There's some levels kind of like mixed between, or some are just pure air, or just pure water, or just pure ground.
Yeah, I thought that mechanic worked really well, how it quickly changes and trans...
Yeah, it just makes the game more fun to play, and has more variety, and more, you know... to the gameplay.
Yeah, more...
So you said instead of just drive on the ground a lot, you can pretty much like drive on water and fly in the air.
Yeah, I thought it was really good, especially the Afterburner track's really good.
Oh, I love that track.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites, because I'm a big fan of Afterburner. It's not a little game that no one's heard of, like someone said on some fucking stupid video I watched earlier today.
No one's ever heard of Afterburner, you sir, I've got no life.
And then there's an Outrun track. That's one you have to buy, though, I think.
Yeah, that's the DLC one. And with that DLC, you get Metal Sonic.
Yeah, Metal Sonic. Because there's quite a few characters from the different Sega franchises.
Yes, there is. There's Alias Kid from the Alias Kid series, who used to be Sega's mascot, but after when Sonic came around, he pretty much kicked him off the throne. Sonic, the main character, Tails, Dr. Eggman, Shadow, Amy... Who else?
AI
from, where's she from?
Super Monkey Ball.
Oh, yeah, Super Monkey Ball.
MeWe, Amigo, Beat from Jet Set Radio.
Yeah, Pudding as well.
Yeah, BD Joe from Crazy Taxi, Gilius Thunderhead from Golden Axe, who I haven't unlocked yet, Joe Musashi from Shinobi. Yes, yeah. Joe Musashi. Not Ryu Hayabusa, like you said.
I get them mixed up, I really do. both done by Sega, like Virtual Fighter and Shinobi is both done by Sega. I don't know
why. Ages that transformed into the Daytona car. I haven't unlocked Ages. Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, because they did a license with the Wreck-It Ralph film. Because if you watch the Wreck-It Ralph film, you see Sonic in it and you see Dragman in it.
Yeah, I always preferred Dr. Robotnik for a name. I don't like Eggman so much. I think it. But that's a Japanese name, weren't it, originally?
Yeah, it was. Who else? Who else was in it?
Dancia Patrick.
That's it.
Dancia? Yeah. From the NASCAR, she's a proper NASCAR racer.
Yeah, she's a proper NASCAR racing driver.
Shogun from Shogun Total War. Football Manager from Football Manager. I think that's a PC exclusive one.
Yeah, so is Shogun as well. Who else is a PC exclusive as well? General Wind. He's a PC exclusive.
Willimus.
Yeah, he's the guy in the tank. He's a PC exclusive. Who else is a PC exclusive?
Willimus from Total War Rome 2, which I've never played.
We mentioned him.
Oh, did we? Oh, right.
I said Team Fortress 2, didn't I?
Yeah, you said Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, that's PC exclusive. That's all the characters we talked about are in it.
I think that's all of them. It's a shame they weren't some other characters from other Sega games. I mean, I would have liked to have had Wonder Boy in it.
Yeah, and also Bayonetta was going to be appearing in it as well, but before putting her in a game, they might just jack up the rating, but they decided to take her out.
Oh, right.
Just for the rating. Now, each of the characters, when you actually win a race with each of the characters, they kind of like do a level up type thing. Every time you level them up, you get like a mod for them. And each of the mod that determines their speed, accuracy, balance, and other stuff as well.
So yeah.
Basically, choose each of the mods to balance out each of your characters. So it can be like too fast with worse handling or whatever, really. Because each character has got their own unique specs anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're not all the same.
The thing I didn't like, though, about the mods, you can get a Mega Drive mod, and it says on screen Mega Drive mod, but then when you select it, it says Genesis mod.
Yeah.
Like, because of the American thing, even though it comes up Mega Drive.
Yeah, it does. And also you get Saturn 1.
Yeah, Saturn.
Dreamcast.
I know one of them changes into the Dreamcast controller, that Aegis does.
Yeah, he does. And, no, that's it, really. Yeah, that's the only console mods you get. If you actually downloaded Metal Sonic, he gets his automatically.
Yeah, he's got them all unlocked.
Because he's a fully level. I don't think he's fully leveled up. He just he has it automatically unlocked for some.
The game was developed by Sumo Digital, which they published, and I mean they developed for Sega the conversion of Outrun 2006, I think. I've got that on the PC, and that's really good as well. I don't know how many games I've actually done in the past, but I know like usually their convert ports are really good. It runs perfect, as I say. I've had no issues with it online cutting out or anything.
No,
really?
The online on it is really, really spot on. You don't get cut out or anything. The one good thing about it is that you don't really have to wait till the board actually fills up. You can pretty much play with two player, and the computer just pretty much controls the other characters.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Andrew was getting problems, weren't he, with his PC? But
he did.
The main thing with that is because of the drivers he had weren't very good.
No, the... really weren't. I think my favourite track in All Star is a chance. Or it has to be the Ages track. For some reason, I really do like the Space Harrier remix theme, and it just kind of reminds me of it's like their counterpart to the Super Mario Go-Kart Rainbow Road.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's every time I play it, it kind of feels like I'm playing like their equivalent to Rainbow Road.
It is a really good track. It's got the Bonanza Brothers at the start of it, hasn't it?
Yeah, and the guy from Shenmue.
Yeah,
from Space Harrier.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is he not a playable character? Seriously, he's really good as a playable character.
That would be good. Or the Afterburner Jet would be good as well. Mm. Mind you, I think he transforms into that, don't he? Ages.
No, he's a controller. Is he?
Oh, no, I think he's a controller when he's on the sea. He's an Afterburner Jet when he's in the air, and he's a Daytona car when he's on the land.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. I haven't unlocked him.
Well, I also forgot to mention as well, the characters as well. Knights, she's in it, and the other guy as well from Knights is in it as well.
Yeah, I've never really... I think I only played Knights once. My mate had it on the Sega Saturn.
How can we hear about Knights?
Knights is all right.
I never play Knights because it is available on Steam if anyone wants to play it.
Yeah, Richard's got it, ain't he? But, I mean, it's not... I weren't greatly impressed with it years ago. I don't know if it was cheap enough, I'd probably get it on Steam.
Also, Rystar from the Rystar video game actually makes an appearance as the flag person.
Yeah.
It's a pity he's not a playable character because I would love to play as Rystar because... It's one of the lesser-known Sega characters.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know who he was, to be totally honest.
Yeah, he's only like one game, seriously. Seriously, Sega, what like a new franchise, revisit Rystar.
There's a lot of their franchises they could redo, isn't there, like, now? Mind you, saying that, I mean, like, their Golden Axe ones, the last one I did, was it Beast Rider? Was absolute shit.
Mm.
It was only one player as well.
No, I never played that at Beast Rider. Thank God I didn't.
No, I didn't. I only know from someone I spoke to, and by reviews I've seen of it, it does look terrible.
I heard it's supposed to be a prequel to Golden Axe.
Yeah, I think it is. But it just don't work, you know.
No, it doesn't basically work very well.
It's like that old Sonic game they did for the 360 and PS3. That one was terrible.
Oh, Sonic 06.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how did that ever get out?
Did you play that?
No. After looking at video game footage and reviews of it, thank fucking God I never played it or bought it.
I think the only thing they got right with that was the noise when you collect the ring. I played the demo on my brother's 360, and the demo, it was that bad we couldn't even finish the demo. It was fucking terrible.
I know, it's fucking glitches and everything.
Yeah, it was really bad. The graphics were shit as well. It's got to be the worst Sonic game out of any of them.
So, what is your favourite character in All-Star Racing Transform?
Well, I started off with BD Joe, just because I found his handling really good, because obviously he's got like a taxi, from Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
And then, as I started unlocking the characters, I've started having Alex Kidd. The main reason is because Alex Kidd, when the computer controls him, is an absolute bastard. So I thought, if I select him, he ain't going to be in the race then, is he? Because he always manages to hit you with things and get in the way and knock you off and stuff.
Yeah. My first choice I played the game was actually with the Team Fortress, because I loved playing the Team Fortress game. And when I started unlock Vice from the... what's that game called again? The character Vice, he has the eye patch. I can't remember what game it's from.
So, Excuse me. Skies of Arcadia.
Skies of the Arcadia, that's it. He's from Skies of the Arcadia, and I started to play as him, and he's really, really, really good.
I do have Joe Musashi as well from Shinobi. He is good. Mm. I like the Shinobi track, actually, because it is very much reminiscent of the PS2 game Shinobi.
And also, what is your favourite all-star finisher for the characters?
Oh, well, that's a hard one. I'm trying to think of which one I usually have for that as well. I don't know, you know. Probably that. Who's that one that throws all the hammers? I think that's Amy. I don't like Amy, but I like one where she throws hammers at them.
I think mine. I don't know what mine will be. I think it'll just be Vice, because when he goes to the finisher, he flies like a ship and fires these cannons at the side.
Yeah.
One thing that really bugs me is why doesn't Sonic transform into Super Sonic when he has the old star?
Exactly, and why hasn't it got the right music neither? From, like, you know, when you get the star on Sonic, it hasn't got the right music neither, which is a bit annoying. It's got some stupid music. Because a lot of the games do have their, I mean, a lot of the characters do have, like, Alex Kidd has got that silly music from Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
You really hate Alex Kidd, don't you?
I don't like that. Well, it's not that I hate him. I just don't like that game. I can't stand that game. It fucking irritates me. Because I didn't have it on a Master System myself, but my mate had it built into it.
Yeah,
I think he had a Master System too.
Yeah, I guess what they did. They also did that with Sonic as well.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, we played it, and originally I thought it was all right, until you get to the boss, and then you don't even fight the boss. You play, like, stupid paper, scissors on rock, which is really a fucking letdown, ain't it? Which is a random game like that. Apparently, it comes up certain ways every time. I mean, I don't know, I ain't played it that much. But, yeah, that really irritates me, that does. That's why I don't like it. I know a lot of people do like it, don't they?
Oh, yeah, well, there'll be some fans who do like the series. Everybody likes the...
I always preferred Wonder Boy myself. But then the reason why they probably wouldn't have him is because of licensing issues, because, as you know, like with Hudson Soft, they owned a certain... something
Adventure Island.
To do... Yeah, Adventure Island, because they owned something to do with... Westgate or something, or Weststone. Was it Weststone? They developed Wonder Boy with Sega, and they own the rights to the actual game or something, but not the characters, so that's why Hudson Soft could convert it to the NES and the PC Engine and whatever, because they actually own the rights, but they couldn't have Wonder Boy in it, so they created that Master Higgins, that little guy with a cap who I don't really like that much, but it is basically the same as the first arcade Wonder Boy, and then you've got the one that's like Wonder Boy in Monster Land, which is Adventure Island 2 on, what's it called, PC Engine? I don't know whether the NES one's the same, but yeah, so that's basically why so many of them Wonder Boy games and Adventure Island games are very similar.
Oh,
I thought you knew that.
Oh, well, I knew Adventure Island 1 and Wonder Boy did look exactly the same anyway, just with the cap and without a cap, simple.
Yeah, that's what it was, because of licensing. They own the rights to so much of it, and Sega own the rights to the actual characters.
Conflicting copyright issues. Just annoying sometimes. The one character I really would love to see, hopefully they do make a DLC on it, is the Bonanza Brothers.
Yeah, they're good.
They only did one game, didn't they? Was it two games, or was it?
One, I think. And speaking of that Sega characters, Dynamite Ducks. You've never seen the arcade game of that? That's really good. You'll have to look that up. But yeah, they could be in it as well. Because they only had one game ever. Even though it was a pretty successful arcade game in the arcade, and it was ported by Core, who went on to do the Tomb Raider games on home computers. Yeah.
There is a lot of Sega games that it's a shame that they only made like one game for them. That's a real shame.
I'm trying to think of other ones. A lot of people like eSWAT.
Never heard of that.
It's basically Data East and you know, the company Orion and Imagine, or Ocean as they're better known as, had the rights to RoboCop.
Yeah.
Cause Data East released the arcade game. The film was done by Orion. And obviously the conversions were by Ocean. So Sega wanted to do their own basic take on that sort of thing. Yeah. And that's why they created eSWAT. You'll have to look it up.
I might have heard of it.
The Mega Drive one's nothing like the arcade, but a good game in itself. The Master System one sort of tries to be like the arcade a bit. And then the home computer conversions are done by US Gold. So I'll leave that there. But when you know when I used to do 8-bit wars, That was one that Guru Larry asked if I'd do, and I said I would. And I just couldn't get the Spectrum version, or I think the Amstrad one had problems as well, because there was all multi-loads. So that's why I've never done that video. But the arcade game is really good.
And also that one game that I've never actually played, quite well known, is the Panzer Dragoon series that only came out on the Sega Saturn, and one did come out on the Xbox. That's one of the games that series I've never really played, to be honest.
It's pretty good. I used to have Panzer Dragoon 2 on the Saturn. It was one of the games that came with it. It's not a bad game. It's quite graphically good for a early Saturn game. You know, it's sort of 3D. I've never completed it, but it was quite fun.
I never played I know they made a track in the game with Burning Rangers, but I never played that either. I have seen a review of it by Guru Larry, but I never actually played it.
No, I've never played it neither. The track's really good.
I really hate that track. The corners are pretty sharp. Seriously, they're just really sharp.
The one I hate the most is the Billy Hatcher one.
Oh, I heard of Billy Hatcher, but I never played it. I never did.
Never heard of it.
I've heard of it, but never played it. It was on the GameCube, done by Sonic Team. The same people who did Sonic.
That's probably why I never played it, because, I mean, I only had two Dreamcast games, but I had the GameCube. I only had two GameCube games, and one of them were Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, Bleem. I think that was it. They had this emulation thing for it, didn't they? You could play like PS1 games on it.
Yeah.
Bleemcast,
yeah. And then they took it down, didn't they? Sony got pissed off and they stopped, which obviously they were going to do.
Because the only two they ever done for it was the Gran Turismo 2, and I think it was Tekken and Metal Gear Solid.
Well, yeah, and then like other people, because you can get ISOs for them that will run on a real Dreamcast, of quite a few games. I've got the one at Tashinden 4. Four or three.
Well, the reason why you can run copied Dreamcast games is because of it wasn't copy protected.
No, it weren't.
No, it wasn't.
Which is a silly thing for Sega to do, really.
It very was. So anyway, what's your final feelings of the game, Malk?
I think it's very good. A very good alternative to Mario Kart. If I'm totally honest, the only Mario Kart game I've ever played a lot is the original Super Mario Kart on the SNES. And then the arcade version. I haven't played any of the other ones, which, I mean, I don't know if I'm missing out on a lot or what. I know I played the Wii one briefly around Tony's, and I didn't think much to the Wii one myself because I didn't like the steering. You know, you have to use a Wiimote as a steering wheel, don't you?
You don't have to. You don't.
I didn't see. He got me doing that with a steering wheel, and I didn't like her.
No, you can use a nunchuck.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So basically, I think it was laughing behind your back. My thoughts of the game. Since I'm not a really big hardcore racing fan, I did actually really enjoy it, and like I said, I did get my money's worth for it. I'm kind of like 50-50. I do like this game, and I also do like the Mario Kart series, but I like them both.
I do like the arcade Mario Kart a lot. That's something I wish if they could have a character in it from a different sort of franchise. They could have Pac-Man in it, like they have in the arcade Mario Kart.
Yeah, that'd be really, really awesome. So anyway, that's the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. I've been Will.
And I've been Mountain. Thanks for listening, everyone. More coming soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.